Have you ever heard of foundations? They know a little bit about Colleen McAllister. But can you tell me just a little bit about your background?
Back in the 90s, 94, 95, God started to put a burden on my heart for youth. In 95, I was inspired to start a foundation, not really knowing what a foundation was. It was totally inspiration, and I began to move forward with that. At the time, I was working. I had a prestigious job. I would say almost six-figure income. And I felt called out of that. I kind of went right from a business professional into working with youth. So I kind of jumped right in there. I went from a company car and gas to, okay, Lord, where am I going to get my gas money today?
Oh, yeah.
And we kind of progressed from there. We opened our first youth center in 96. We were incorporated in 1998. We received our charitable status in 2001. We opened our second youth center in Trenton in 2002. 4 years later, we opened one in Tweed. And now we're in a position where we are maybe taking a step into another community with another foundation's location, but also taking the next step in what our actual, the San Damiano Foundation Incorporation is meant to provide. We have provided retreats with our Monk Fest and some peace camps. We do have that kind of happening. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was also in our corporate objectives was to be able to provide shelters for crisis intervention, mm-hmm. shelters for young single mothers in need where support can be provided and life skills learned. And I think we're at that stage.
So now you've got this huge opportunity facing you, and let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, actually, right now, we've just signed a lease with the owner of a large house in Marmara. There are 9 bedrooms. It's furnished. It has tables, chairs. It's been empty for, I think, well over 2 years.
Now, you were saying it was a senior's home, and they basically just moved out, so there's still clothes in the closet kind of thing.
Exactly. We have to clean all of that up.
Okay.
But thank goodness and thank the Lord. I know it's God's will for us to be able to provide and help, and not to take away from... There are organizations that are helping young women, but there are some falling through the cracks. And I've gotten calls, and it would be very nice to be able to say, here's a place for you.
Yeah.
You can come here for a while. You'll be safe.
So who's the typical young woman who's going to come and say, okay, this is the place where I need to be?
Well, I guess I can't really say for sure, because I know that it's the Lord will lead them when the place is ready, those that are meant to come. I don't think it's not a place where people who have desperate needs or dependencies.
They need addictions.
They need professional help. And it may not be people who have got to the stage where they're battered or at risk, where they need total protection.
It's not going to be a security house.
No. But there are young women who all of a sudden say they're pregnant and they're no longer wanted where they are. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of single moms in Marmara. I've seen them at the bank certain times of the month. I have spoken to young mothers who can't find a reasonable place where they can stay. These rooms are big enough for a mom and a baby. And there's a room downstairs. We'll be able to help with children. We'll be able to help with life skills. We'll be able to build on the positive and the good that is within every person. It's not right that someone should not feel loved and have a safe place to be.
Exactly. I'm talking to Colleen McAllister. She is part of Foundations, or founder of Foundations, and which reaches out to young people. And now she's on to a project with a house in Marmara, Agape House. So now where are you at in the process right now? You've got this big house. It's been empty for some time without heat and running water running through it at this point in time. So what's your next step?
Well, we've took the step forward to have the furnace put in. I should say, God bless the man that owns the house. We have a lease right now that is rent-free for 18 months.
Excellent.
But we have to put the furnace in. We have to pay the gas, pay the hydro, make sure the water's working, maintain the place, and look after it.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to utilize it as soon as we get it cleaned up and the water running. So the furnace is installed. It's not totally paid for yet. Definitely going to be doing some fundraising. I need all the help I can get with that, because we will have gas bills and electric bills before we're able to have young women stay there, where maybe we'll be able to get some income.
Okay. Now, the name of this place?
We're calling it Agape House.
Perfect.
It stands for All Girl Adult Preparation Experience in an honest, open, understanding, and safe environment. I love acronyms.
That one must have been quite the thing to work out. Yeah. Now, Colleen, people can give financially,
yes.
But also there's other kinds of help that you need at this point too, right?
Yes, we are definitely looking for volunteers. We want to have one of those rooms kept aside for emergency beds, mm-hmm. so that if someone is in a crisis, mm-hmm. They can actually have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to have a roster of volunteers for that particular need so that maybe your day is the 15th of the month. If we get a call on the 15th and that's your day, then you would come and stay there.
So be on call for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, also, you're fixing this place up. Do you need plumbers and fixer-upper kind of people?
The place is in pretty good shape. Actually, if there was a plumber out there, that was really, I could really use that help. I was told by the furnace installer that there's a couple pipes that have come apart under the floor. The crawl space, probably just from being cold.
Right.
And we'll have to fix that before we can turn the water on. I mean, the heat's not on yet. We're getting the gas meter put in probably next week. Okay. And then the heat will have to be on for a week just to warm the place up. And then we'll turn the water on and hopefully it'll be all tickety-boo and we'll clean up the kitchen.
Now you need people to help do, like there's linens and stuff there, but they'll all have to be washed.
That's right. Everything will have to be washed and hauling some things away to the dump probably.
Yeah.
Need help with that.
Some people to scrub a few floors and walls.
Yeah.
Just those fun things that we all know what spring cleaning's like.
Well, the cool thing about this place is that most of the rooms like have their own bathrooms too. Mm. And they're nicely decorated. I can imagine that some of the young women that I have met who come into foundations for our lunch program in Tweed and in Maidup, a lot of them are from Marmara. Mm. And these young people are saying, when are you going to open your foundation in Marmara? Because the way the house is set up, we'll be able to provide hot meals for kids after school in the one side of the house.
Fantastic.
And there's a separate entrance for the upstairs where the rooms would actually be. No booze, no drugs, no boys.
All right. My mother would approve.
Yeah.
Colleen, I've seen young people respond to you. It's obvious that you're doing something that's touching their hearts because when kids see you, they light up. Mm-hmm. And so obviously you're doing a wonderful thing. If people want to learn more, get behind you and support you to offer some kind of help, how do they get a hold of foundations?
Well, one of the best ways is to call my cell phone. I have free incoming calls.
All right. And the number is?
613-242-1125.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
613-242-1125.
That's fantastic. Colleen, God bless you and everything you're doing. And we'll keep in touch with you and stay up to date on what's happening at Agape House in Marmara.
Yes, and much thanks to those people who have already helped us and got us on the road with this. Blessings for everyone.
Thank you. You're listening to UCB Canada, changing lives for good.